two people coming out of the ambulance in those suits. It is believed that one of those is Dr. Kent Brantley. What does that tell you, Sanjay?
That is it's a good sign medically, no question. A bit of a surprising one, Poppy, I'll tell you. You know, we had heard some days ago that his condition had deteriorated, and then we heard that he may have stabilized but was still in serious condition, walking off the ambulance the way that he is, obviously requiring a little bit of assistance. I think from a medical standpoint, you know, bodes very well for him. And frankly, it's a little surprising based on, I think, what certainly we were expecting, what we had been told, and how he had been described. We also just confirmed a little bit ago that even before he left Liberia, he was able to stand up and shower on his own, actually get into the shower and shower on his own. So perhaps he improved quite a bit before his flight actually here to the United States. Regardless, he is now here at Emory University Hospital. He is in an isolation ward. His condition was still being described as stable but serious. And looking at these images, maybe he has improved even since that time. He is going to be in this isolation ward for some time. They're going to start replacing fluids, giving whatever treatments is necessary. And then, as you mentioned, Poppy, already en route to pick up one of his colleagues, also from Samaritan's Plus, and bring her back to the United States and Atlanta as well. You know, Poppy, I'll just tell you real quick, I know you've heard this, but, you know, this what you're seeing here has never happened before. We've never had a patient with Ebola in Atlanta, in the United States, in the Western Hemisphere of the world. So this is, from a medical standpoint, a scientific standpoint, certainly a first. And this is how it transpired, intentionally, through a medical evacuation program.